and we're going to let Alex go first.
Man, you got to wait till I'm ready. All right, to everyone on Earth, I ask.
What are you doing?
What the hell were we all thinking? Look, I know Golden State was down 3-1, and that conventional wisdom tells you that 3-1 in a best-of-seven playoff series is insurmountable, basically impossible to come back from, but man, were we all blind. So blind that we all were suddenly calling Russell Westbrook the best player in the NBA, saying that the Warriors couldn't defend, saying that Steph was soft, couldn't hit a shot, that Draymond Green was too busy kicking balls to play defense against them. If you ask anyone outside Golden State's locker room, the Warriors were done. What were we thinking? Is this not still the team with the best regular season in NBA history?
No.
This still not the team that has the best shooter in NBA history?
No.
This still not the team with arguably the second best shooter in NBA history? Certainly the second best right now. Yeah? Is this still not Oklahoma City, who is one of the most bipolar teams in the entire league with two players and nothing else? What were we thinking? The Warriors are a team of destiny, and that destiny does not have their season ending to the damn Sonics. It has them facing a healthy Cavs team with revenge on their mind. That is what the NBA Finals is supposed to be. That's what it was always supposed to be. And for any of us to doubt that just makes us all morons, which we are. So to everyone on Earth, I ask.
What are you doing?
All right, to the fans and media banging on Kevin Durant today, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? You ask him about free agency plans 12 minutes after he and his team just earned notoriety as the first team in 35 years to blow a 3-1 lead in the NBA's conference finals, and he says he's not thinking about that. So as he rose up down 7 late in game 7 for a 3-pointer, was he thinking, I wish I were playing with LeBron right now? Of course, he's considered it. It's his career. It's his life. Even at his tender age, he's got this and maybe one more big max out deal. But aside from his health in the game tonight, it's important what's going to happen in free agency. But at that moment, what the hell did you expect him to say, as we ask?
What are you doing?
Mrs. Ashot just sulks and says, ah, screw it. I'm just going to
sign. Bring on LeBron.
I'm going to sign with the Clippers. Forget it. To Blazers fans acting like they can sign Durant, I ask.
What are you doing?
Why do you guys do this to yourselves? We have talked about it so many times, it's basically a regular segment during basketball season. Welcome back to Sports Talk. It's time for our weekly segment, Who Portland Can't Sign. Portland has never signed a big-name free agent. I know Rod Strickland is currently rolling over in his grave. Wait, he's not dead?
Well, neither's Kenny Anderson.
But it just hasn't happened, guys. For whatever reason, players don't want to sign or live in Portland. Most of us love the city, see the value in playing alongside a guy like Lillard or even Brandon Roy before him, but your basic NBA superstar does not. A guy like Durant can literally play anywhere he wants to. Why would he go to Portland? Seriously, just sit and ask yourself. If you had the option to play NBA basketball in any city, where would you go? Probably New York, L.A., Miami.
New York?
I mean, there's like, it's New York City.
No, it's not.
I mean, there's like 10 to 15 places I would rather take my talents than Portland. And I root for Portland. Some of my best friends live in Portland.
Wow.
If it's me, I'm playing for the Lakers or Celtics over the Blazers any day. And that's just the cold reality, Blazer fan. You build teams, you don't create teams on a whim. And on top of that, Durant has everything he needs in Oklahoma City. Westbrook is better than Lillard. He is a legit big man in Steven Adams, and they were a whisker away from the finals this year. Guys, stop setting yourselves up for sadness. The supermodel will not date you, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Did you hear the idiot on Gottlieb today trying to convince that he should sign with the Nets?
It's Brooklyn. Where Brooklyn at?
By the way, to the idiots rushing to defend Art Briles, starting with Wes Welker, I ask.
What are you doing?
Didn't we already go through this with Jay Paterno and Franco Harris? Aiding and abetting a child rapist or a sexual predator does not balance out any good you've done. It's a delete button. Welker went on Colin Coward's show to play the Art Briles integrity card, say it's hard for him to believe Briles didn't do everything he could to rectify the situation. He's right. He did everything in his power to have a good ending for him and his program and to sweep the sexual assault allegations under the rug. The scumbags he brought in and basically told sexual assault victims to go to hell. And you also had Ron Higgins of the Times-Picayune write, a humble former high school coach whose judgment got clouded by his passion for protecting his players, his paycheck, and his program took one for the team. You should be bashed over the skull with a typewriter, as we ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, good guy to have in your corner, Mr. Handing Out $100 Bills high on ecstasy at the Kentucky Derby, Walker. Yeah, that guy. To Wade Boggs, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Boston Red Sox celebrated their 86 AL pennant winning team with a pregame ceremony at Fenway last week. Obviously, the big thing to come from that 86 season, which no one would even think about honoring before 2004, was, of course, the ball going through Bill Buckner's legs in Game 6 of the World Series. Win a few World Series in 15 or so years, and the sting of 1986 magically goes away, I guess. But the Sox had a bunch of legends out there. Big standing ovation for Buckner. Roger Clemens was there, as was Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, who in my mind is most famous for his claim that he once drank 107 beers in a single road trip and lived to tell the tale. That's amazing. By the way, TMZ once asked him about it, and he said he was able to do it because he had a hollow leg and would pour beers in it and dump it out after the night was over. Clearly BS, but funny. You know what isn't funny and is also BS? During the pregame ceremony to honor the 86 Red Sox, Boggs decided it would be a good idea to wear his 1996 Yankees World Series ring. So the 1986 Red Sox, which lost a World Series in arguably the most heartbreaking way ever, a way that haunted a really good player well into his retirement, were honored by one of their Hall of Famers by wearing a World Series ring of their biggest rival.
Love it.
No word on if Boggs had consumed 100 beers before making that decision, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Finally, Mississippi head football coach Hugh Freeze, I ask.
What are you doing?
Ole Miss snuck in some moves this holiday weekend, released the always pleasant notice of allegations for the 9 violations of the level 1 variety. The university acknowledged the seriousness. Not Freeze, one of my favorite takes. We made mistakes, but didn't cheat. It's the old Nixon play from Watergate. I accept responsibility, but not the blame. I believe your superiors and those with an operating frontal lobe, which controls reason, understand you can't have it both ways. You can't accept a pretty severe punishment losing 11 scholarships. Say you own it, then say it's not cheating, because obviously the school, the SEC, and the NCAA feels you gained a competitive advantage. Hugh, we know that you know. As we ask.
What are you doing?
You know what I should have had for what are you doing? That idiot mom who let her kid get away and get dragged by a gorilla and they had to kill the poor thing because you're a jackass. As we ask.
What are you doing?